Hello there, everyone, and welcome to this podcast. And I haven't forgot about doing podcasts. It's just that I've been pretty busy. I've got some health shit that I'm looking into, and I won't figure anything out till Monday. But as of recording, this is on Sunday at 2 o'clock in the morning, 1-9-2022. And in this podcast, I'm talking about the recent Chandler Halderson case and my theory to why there's appears to be, or a theory about evil in general. So for those of you who don't know, here's Spartan notes. Chandler Halderson, this is allegedly at this point, killed and dismembered his parents, first trying to burn the remains in his family's fireplace. He then discarded the remains near a rural farm, and his father's torso that they found had two gunshot wounds in the back. So if he actually did this, he didn't have the guts to shoot his dad when he was facing him. He shot his dad in the back twice. So this is pure act of evil and cowardice. But his story, this is how I know he's... something's off about his story, and that he's probably, I'm presuming that he's guilty, is his alleged story is about this, is that his parents were going to a cabin with a stranger, and he helped them pack vast amounts of money and silver bars. First off, I don't know, many of you, if your parents were meeting with this mysterious stranger, you would want to get the name of that stranger regardless of the situation. You'd be like, hey, mom, hey, dad, you're meeting with this person. You're packing a lot of money and silver. And who is this person? Just in case if you get robbed or something goes wrong, because that's just not normal. People don't just go to the cabins for like post July 4th weekend to with a ton of money and silver. That's just not normal. I mean, if it was me, if I knew my parents were meeting with someone I didn't know in a cabin out in the wilderness, I'd be like, give me their names, because if something bad happens, I'm going to track this person down and destroy them with my bare hands if possible. That's just, it's just highly suspect. And Chandler is looking at either life. I don't know if Wisconsin has the death penalty. I haven't looked it up. But it could even be that. Because you don't just kill your parents and dismember them and pawn it off on something else. And the thing that makes him seem guilty at this point is they looked at the cell phone records. And they discovered that he was at the farm through, I think it was not Instagram, but there's another chat app on the phone. The name escapes me at this point, but it's another app that is through geolocation. And they discovered that he was in the location where the body parts of his parents were discarded. So what was he doing there if not disposing of his parents' remains? And of course, this is all allegedly. I can't say this for certain, but that's just my some of the facts of the case, in my opinion. I think he's probably guilty of doing it. They also have him on many gas station security cameras of him buying ice, which is morbid, which points that he was probably or could have been chilling the dismembered body parts of his own kin. And that kind of evil... I can't imagine what would be the reasoning for wanting to kill your parents. I mean, to you, the listener, we've all been mad at our parents at one point. You know, maybe they've said something messed up, but for God's sakes, I can't imagine what would be the reasoning to not only kill your parents, your loved ones, the people that brought you into this world, but this sick bastard allegedly had the wherewithal to dismember their remains. He couldn't even bury them honorably. So I think we're dealing with some form of sociopath or psychopath. I think Chandler Halderson probably has something wrong upstairs. And of course, before this, he was lying about finding work. He was lying about things, and during the trial, the parts I watched, he had a checklist. And on one of the checklist was, he had hydrogen peroxide, or it was like a cleaning agent with lime, which of course is for notorious for cleaning blood stains. So there's that. They found a chunk, like a skull fragment chunk, in the fireplace. And it's very heinous. Very degenerate and evil what this guy has or allegedly has done. And this is part of the podcast where I get into my theory about all this and my theory on mass shooters and other crime and hateful acts. Society has gotten to the point where they're taking religion out of schools. They don't even want people reading the Bible in classrooms. They're removing the Ten Commandments. For whatever reason, they're moving whatever semblance of morality and foundation of morality. And I think this has been malevolently done to create various circumstances of society, whether it be mass shooters, serial killers, psychopaths, sycophants, or what have you. If someone doesn't have a moral foundation, I don't care if you're Arab, Jew, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindi, Sikh, Confucius, Baha'i faith, or whatever that is, there's a basis for morality. There's guidelines for things you should and shouldn't do. It establishes a character. It gives a man or woman guidelines to live their life by, and an experience to live and to be a decent human being. And once you strip this out of society, once you strip this out of person, I think what happens is morally the person becomes a vessel. Because their soul is not filled with belief in God, a moral system, a higher power, or a belief in Jesus Christ, you're an empty vessel for spirits or, dare I say, demons to inhabit and move these people into a direction that is pure evil. And I think, I'm not a Catholic, but Catholicism, or Catholics, believe that demonic possession and insanity are one and the same, that one is a cause of the other. Of course, that's not true, but it does make you wonder, right? If someone doesn't believe in a higher power and they're just this empty vessel for spirits to enter, and of course demons, whatever you want to believe, they become vessels to this power, or by their own morbid human nature are moved, and because they don't have that moral checklist, right? They don't have that moral foundation, and these people just are moved by their own selfishness, their own human nature, and their own evil. And I think a belief in a higher power, a God, Jesus Christ, or having a moral foundation protects you from these spirits, or even, dare I say, demons that can enter into someone's life. And of course, spirits can be anything. There's good spirits, there's bad spirits. In generally, a strong belief in having a faith will protect people from this. And that's just in a general sense, a unitary sense. I'm not pushing any particular religion here. I'm just stating that having faith and a belief in a higher power protects people from this. And of course, if you have teachings or doctrine that you read on a daily basis, doesn't necessarily have to be Christian, you will be a protected person, and you will know the guidelines in which how you should act, not act, and how you can be a proper human being, and how you can deal with rage and wrath. But rage and wrath, if left unchecked, without a belief in a higher power or faith, can move people to do some pretty heinous thing. And if I had to guess, that unfortunately it had to cost Chandler Halderson the lives of the parents, they really should have instilled a sense of morality or belief system in their children. But something tells me that they didn't, and this kid was, or this person, he's like 22 or 24, but something tells me that he got everything he wanted in life, that he had a sheltered life, and he was jealous at one point of his brother because his brother has Asperger's, and his brother, or no, it was diabetes, and maybe he has diabetes, and I th- think he was he had a job. Scratch the stuff about the Asperger's. I don't know where that came from. But he had diabetes, and his brother was getting attention. Then he lied about falling, and he hurt his back or neck, and he walked around with a neck brace. So obviously something went awry in his psyche, I think. Allegedly, of course. I'm not trying to catch a suit for defamation. You have to be careful how you talk about these things. But that's what I believe. I think he was a flawed individual to begin with, and he didn't have a belief system, a faith, a morality, and I think something got a hold and entered him, of course, non-sexually, of course. Don't take that the wrong way. Of course, now that I mentioned it, now everyone's going to take it the wrong way. But a spirit inhabited him, and he did this. Why, in God's name, would anyone kill their mother and father or own family? To me, I even feel physically sick about that thought. So this person is clearly mentally deranged and possessed even. And this guy is, legally, he's fucked. He has a terrible defense attorney, and the state, the DA and the prosecutors, they have his balls in a vice. They have him on the location where the dismembered body parts were found, and at that same location they found a SKS rifle in the barn, which an SKS is a semi-automatic. There's a Russian variant, there's a Chinese variant, and I think there's probably other variants, but regardless, it fires a 7.62 by 39 cartridge, which or bullet, that is a substantially powerful round. It's not anything special, but definitely do the job. And the fact that he didn't even have the balls to shoot his father when he was facing him is really shows what a coward allegedly this guy is. But yeah, they found two gunshot wounds to the back, so he either ambushed or set his father up, and then maybe killed his own mother second, in theory. So this guy's a sick bastard. And one thing that's also compounds these problems with mass shooters and sick bastards like this is that society has pumped them up. If you don't know, most mass shooters at some point or another were taking psychotropics or pills for depression or bipolar, whatever the situation is, that's another connection. So they were seeing a therapist, and some of these therapists, I think it was the Newtown shooter, I believe, even mentioned and had diagrams in a journal, and the therapist kept the patient confidentiality. She didn't even mention to the police, hey, you might want to look at this guy. And that's the only thing she would need to do, or he, or whoever the therapist was of the shithead. That's the only thing they would need to say. They would say, hey, I have this client. He said some heinous stuff. He has weird drawings. He's planning something. And that's all I can say. And that wouldn't be breaking the confidentiality. There's psychiatrists and therapists who break that confidentiality all the time. It even happened to an internet friend of mine where they thought something was wrong, and they broke that confidentiality with a person because they thought a kid was in danger, or there was a suspected thing where the kid was in danger. Now, to that story, I don't know if there was, but that therapist broke client-patient confidentiality for the sake of the kid. And whether it was wrong or right, to protect a child, an innocent child, I guess that would be fine. But then again, it turned out that there was nothing wrong, and the child wasn't in danger. But so therapists, they break that all the time. And another interesting correlation with all this is that most mass shooters, about 95% of them, don't have a father in the home. So 95% of these mass shooters don't have a strong father figure. So they have just a single mother. And without that firm guiding hand of a father, I think that's where they go wrong. And plus, these people don't have a belief in a higher power, faith, or morality. So they're just left with their own demons, their own mental demons, spirits, or what have you. And they just let loose for whatever reason. They're just evil inhabits them. And these same people are brought up in society. there's this common phrase where they say good and evil is just a matter of perspective of opinion. And it's like, who the fuck even says something like that? Good and evil is very black and white. It's very binary. True, false. Yes, no. And that's the honest truth. It's good and evil is not just a matter of perspective. There's very set rules to this universe. And even in science, you have light, you have dark. And it's as simple as that. But for whatever reason, there is this element of society that wants to strip out morality, faith, belief in God, and they want to corrupt the very idealisms and besmirch and, like, blur the lines of good and evil. Of course, there's a verse in the Bible that mentions there will be people who will call good evil, sour sweet, and that there will be people throughout history at that time and going forward that their moral compass will be so fucked up that they can't even tell the difference between the flavors of sweet and sour, and they'll be so misconstrued that they're just lost in their own vices and evil, depraved minds. And I think that's the situation with society. And I think the honest, if I had a way to cure this problem, it would be to allow the encouragement of faith, belief, and it probably also involves a more hands-on approach with schools. But then again, schools and the American education system is trash, and that's a topic for another time. This podcast is going on for about almost 17 minutes now, so if you're listening, you probably have other things to do. And, of course, have a happy Sunday. Have a happy new week. God bless. Stay safe. Stay happy. And watch out there, because there are people who have no moral foundation. And there are just people out there who are so evil and given into their own depravity. So just be safe. Pray for the sake of humanity. Pray for those who are suffering with mental illness, depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, and hope that they can find mental health care providers, or that they can find their help or light in the darkness in some way. And yes, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for listening. And I will see you guys next time. Take it easy, and God bless.